Maddie, we're lucky at the moment, and obviously we want to keep it that way, keep things safe in central Queensland, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very fortunate at the moment. No confirmed cases in CQ or obviously in regional Queensland outside the Townsville issues up there around Townsville, Magnetic Island and Palm Island. There's a very big concern for Palm, obviously. So hopefully that sort of can be contained in southeast, as I said, and in the north and stays away from CQ. But so far, so good.
Yeah. Not a time for us to be complacent at all, too. We really need to get this sanitising back on track, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I do know that it's not just some. Obviously, you know, last year everyone was washing their hands every how many times a day, and it had sanitizer in their pocket and always carrying masks. So it doesn't hurt to still have sanitizer in your pocket and have a mask with you. And if you think you're in a situation where you probably maybe might want to pop a mask on, I've worn a mask around the office the other day, and I certainly had one in with me when I was walking around, just in case you get in a spot and you think, you know what, I'm not too sure about that. But as I said, in CQ, you can still go around and enjoy your school holidays and enjoy everything that's happening around CQ, whether it's in Agnes or Boyne Tanham in our region or at the Boyne Valley, or whether you're holidaying in Yeppoon or Central Highlands or Banana, it doesn't really matter. But you still got to not be complacent, as you're saying.
Yeah, and like you said, keep that sanitizer with you. There's tons around currently. Don't go bulk buying because we need to share it as well. With face masks and everything like that. And I saw a picture coming from friends of mine in Mackay. There was a supermarket there and all the toilet paper was gone again. I mean, there's tons of stock in Australia. We don't need to panic on this.
No, definitely not. We've said that before as well. You don't need to panic buy. I mean, if you need groceries, go shopping. You know, we have daily updates. All the mayors in Queensland are getting daily updates from the Premier and the Deputy Premier and Chief Health Officer. So we're very lucky there that the Premier makes time for all the mayors in CQ and right around Queensland, for that matter, to keep us up to date on what's happening. So we'll know first. And if there is a confirmed case in CQ, we'll know straight away and we'll deal with it appropriately. Whereas the Premier will and the Chief Health Officer, and we'll make sure we get that message out.
Yeah, all right. Mate, I think the Premier's making an announcement a little bit later on this morning again with the Chief Health Officer.
Yeah, that'll be more about what's happening in southeast Queensland. And as I said, I haven't been advised yet of any confirmed cases in CQ. We did have one of the confirmed cases, I think, from around southeast Queensland who was travelling to central Queensland, got the text message and then turned around and went straight back. So that was sort of really good. And I think the only spot that lady stopped at was that the public toilets there at Bear Man Springs. So, you know, did the right thing, got the text message, said you've been regarded as a close contact or you've got a positive result. It must have been a close contact. And then turned around, went home and did the right thing. So we're very lucky. But one of the questions I asked the Premier yesterday is, you know, what if someone from Townsville is working in a central Queensland mine, and they're now in a three-day lockdown, are they allowed to come up to CQ? And what's the conditions to put in place? And the answer is basically it's up to the individual mine to decide. But if they're in lockdown now, Townsville effectively. So,
yeah.
But it's like what happened up till 6 o'clock last night. Where do the is a mine worker classed as essential? I would say yes.
Yes.
Keep the economy going, and so we asked that question, and it really is up to individual mines. We've got lots of mines around CQ, so yeah, we need to make sure we keep them operating and keep everybody safe.
Mate, some of the symptoms of this Delta strain too can be quite deceiving because it could be just as little as a sniffle or the feeling of a head cold, and that's how subtle it can be, and that could be the Delta strain. So if people are sniffling or they feel like they've got a head cold, go get tested straight away.
Yeah, straight away is the key. It's no good wandering around town, going to a few shops, thinking, I've got a bit of a head cold, I might get that checked. Go get it tested straight away. I did the same thing when I was in, I'm returning from Canberra, as we spoke about the other day. I thought, I'm not coming home with this cold. I want to make sure it's not COVID. So got the test, spent one night in a hotel in Brizzy, and it wasn't very comfy, but that's fine. It's just one night, got the result negative, flew home the next day. And I think that's a better outcome than coming home, wandering around, getting a test, and then going, oh, sorry, I brought it back to CQ. Just get tested.
Yeah. All right, mate. Thank you. And you'll keep us up to date too, mate, obviously, over the next couple of days. If there's something pops up, you know, just to give me a call straight away. And we'll make sure everybody knows about it.
No worries. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks, Matt. There's our Mayor, Matt Burnett, on 4CC. Keep me up to date with what's happening across central Queensland. Stay safe, sanitise. You need to do that. If you've got a sniffle even, you need to get tested. If you feel like you've got a head cold, same thing. This Delta strain can be quite deceiving. 4CC, 16 past 8.